Mini-episode 892 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 892 and our preview of NFL Week 6. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 10-4 last week, 3-0 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 39-37-1, 10-5, and 4-1 on the year in those categories. We've got Seattle, Cincinnati, Dallas, and Buffalo on the bye this week. The Thursday game features two legitimate playoff contenders as Philadelphia visits Carolina to try to avenge their loss in the 2004 NFC Championship game. They're getting an even three. Both teams are tough to run on, the Panthers tougher to pass on, so we won't pass on picking them. The league's worst team of 2017, if not all time, the Cleveland Browns, travels to Houston, getting 11 up from 10.5. With the Brownie defense at least looking a little bit better, as well as the slightly less error-prone QB Kevin Hogan, look for them to eke out a backdoor cover. Two of the league's dome teams square off when Detroit goes to New Orleans, getting 4.5 after an open of 3. Sean Payton's great off of a bye, but the Saints are overdue for some turnovers against the defense that forces them. Take the Lions. How's this for a number that you wouldn't have expected before the season? The Dolphins are coming to Atlanta getting 13.5 up from 9 off a win, no less. But when you look inside the numbers, you understand a little bit better. Miami really hasn't faced a potent offense yet, and the Falcons are due for a get-well game, plus they're coming off the bye. Lay the points. Roll this sentence around in your head. The Jets host the Patriots with these teams tied for first place in the AFC East. New York is getting 10.5. The Jets have been good against the spread in this series the last few years, a worm that's due to turn, plus the Pats have a few extra days, so take them. Two teams who are far removed from their 1980s glory days renew their rivalry when the Niners come to D.C. getting 12.5 up from 9. Coming out of a bye with brutal games ahead, it's hard to see the Redskins getting up for this game enough to cover, so we'll pick them not to. Two of the league's biggest surprises of the season clash when the L.A. Rams journey to Jayville, getting 2.5 points in a game that started as a pick'em. Hat tip to USA Today for this stat. The Rams are 3-0 when Todd Gurley gets 20 or more touches in a game this year, 0-2 when he doesn't. Since the Jags are soft against the run and stout against the pass, L.A. will follow their familiar path to a cover. The Los Angeles Chargers and Oakland Raiders have not squared off since the early days of the AFL, but they meet up again on Sunday in the Bay Area. As with Tampa, this is a macro-level pick, as we expect the Raiders to make the playoffs and to restart their run here. Because Vegas is being stupid about this game and not giving us a line yet, we'll set a provisional one, take Oakland if they're laying 5.5 or under. The Chiefs are the league's last undefeated team, notwithstanding a schedule that has not been easy thus far. It'll be another challenge when they face the Steelers, coming in off their most shameful performance in years. Pittsburgh will be out for a bounce back, getting 4.5 up from 3.5. This game is a real acid test for the Steelers. Historically, in recent years, they've bounced right back after games like last week. We're not ready to write them off yet, so we'll look for the cover. The line wasn't nearly this big when these teams squared off in Super Bowl 21, but the G-Men are a far cry from the stout bunch of 86. They're getting 13 on Sunday night at Mile High, up from 9. It's easy to see why with that Denver defense. They've been poor on Sunday nights the last few years, but they have a chance to make a nationally televised statement against the piss-poor and injured Giants, and they will. On Monday, two teams in the ultra-competitive, if ultra-mediocre, AFC South square off when Indy visits Tennessee, sans Andrew Luck yet again. As with a few other games this week, this is a macro-level play, as we pick the Titans to make the playoffs, and they'll need this one to make it there. Once again, no line. Thanks, Vegas. So our provisional play is Tennessee, unless they're laying more than 7.5. Now for the big three. It's a battle of two teams that have been very uneven so far, when Chicago comes to Baltimore, receiving 7, up from 6.5. With the Ravens' rout of the Raiders, sans David Carr last week, they're establishing themselves as a classic bully team, able to beat up on weak sisters and not anybody else, so take them here. The Packers visit Minnesota, laying 2.5 down from a field goal. Green Bay's pass defense has quietly been a bit better this year, so the pick will be for the Vikings not to be able to keep up. And now for our 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 6. Southeast meets Southwest when the Bucks journey to the desert in a pick'em with the Cards. This is again more of a macro-level pick for us, as we had Tampa in the playoffs this year, and they won't get there without wins in games like this. They will win. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.